Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so got a little bothered last night. Nothing too bad.
Who bothered you?
C.J. Stroud.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, personally?
No. This sounds like something Reggie would do. You know, I was getting ready for bed.
I have to decide if I need to fight you or not. Keep going.
Because I normally don't think about things like this. You know, just let it go.
I was in the shower and C.J. Stroud bothered me.
Exactly.
Hey,
one of those things. After the Astros game, you know, and I'm like, oh, damn. That freaking C.J. Stroud wore a Mariners hat.
You still thinking about that?
I started thinking about that. I was like, this just makes him look worse now. Like that. I mean, we all kind of tongue-in-cheek, but kind of seriously, you know, with the Mariners hat. You know, I guess it was the opener, right? The home opener? Or was it a preseason game?
It was a preseason game.
It was a preseason, yeah, because we was in a suite.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so, and I showed you the picture.
That's right. So now that they are playing, you know who, the Mariners for all the marbles in essence, I'm like, that freaking CJ Stroud. I just got mad at him.
Come
all
on,
over
man.
Again.
He wore the hat for Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, sure.
It was his birthday.
Okay, sure.
Come on, guys.
And I normally don't like do stuff like that, but I was like, dang it, CJ.
How is that a me thing?
Because you do stuff like that. You think about weird things at weird times.
That is true. But this one doesn't feel like my brand of weird. I would like to stand on. I am very much a weird person who thinks about weird things. This is not my brand of weird. I will not accept this one.
Okay.
It's not me.
That doesn't bother you guys?
I got more important things to be bothered by C.J. Stroud in this offense right now, man. Like, you're not going to get me on the Mariners, on the Mariners cap.
Let's say he goes to the game. What hat is he wearing?
Buddy, I think if he goes to the game, we're not worried about the hat. We like, why is your nose not in your playbook?
Yeah, get in the playbook.
Yeah.
Get in the playbook.
I think at this point, man, we don't care. But you can wear whatever you want at this point, man.
What are you doing? I don't know about that.
Worst look.
Yeah.
Vic jersey with the dog or Mariners hat?
Oh, Vic with the dog, for sure. But nevertheless.
People get mad about that Vic stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah.
People get real mad about that Vic stuff.
Did Lopez ever tell you when we had Frank Beamer on?
No.
And I don't know how he brought it. I don't think
former
nobody.
Virginia Tech head coach Frank Beamer?
They were in the Texas Bowl, and he was in studio.
He was
right
in studio.
Us.
Yep. And that's where I got this infamous drop from when I don't even know how y'all brought it up.
I don't either. I don't remember.
But he brought up Mike Vic, and he said this.
And that was one of those truly where, Figgy, you were there.
Yeah.
My face, I just went, like, dropped.
I was sitting there like, what in the world? I think he said it twice at one point.
Yeah, he did.
That is an objectively true statement that, again, nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear that, right? And people get mad about it, and I understand why.
Well, he didn't objectively love all dogs.
No, and he needed to be more loving towards some dogs in particular. I want you to know that I am right.
Okay.
I think this was this yesterday or 2 days ago when I said I ain't never been a hater on this particular gentleman until now.
Mm-hmm.
because he making $40 million about annually, and his name is Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And people were, there were some people that were like, nah. No, I'm right. Because apparently, per Front Office Sports, Stephen A. Smith, ESPN is adding Stephen A. Smith to its Monday Night Countdown pregame show starting this week with Lions Ravens. Are you bleeping kidding me?
Hey, you got to get your money's worth.
Hey, listen, are you surprised at this point? Whenever somebody making that much money, he's going to be on everything.
Yes. Not surprised in the least bit. Now, I mean, when I saw that story, it's not going to be every week. It's going to be, you know.
It don't have to be
periodically.
Every week.
Buddy, get ready for him to be on the inside the NBA at some point.
Yeah.
That's where I was like, he's going to infect everything, and it's going to upset me. Because it's, even if, like, for no other reason, right, how he going to keep up the level of quality when you spread?
I don't know how he has thus far. I really don't. He stays on top of it, man.
Yeah. At this point, the S in ESPN is Steven. That's what that means.
That's good, Figgy.
Well, some would say it's not sports, but it is absolutely Stephen A. I told you, man, I'm hating at this point. Pure hateration. Because ain't no way this should be happening. Yeah. Like, this is outside of the bounds.
Mm-hmm. I got to confess, my mom said something to me that really offended me. Mm-hmm. Have people ever told you, like, hey, you look like so and so?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And it just offends you so much.
Yes.
You're like, why would you say that to me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that to me a couple days ago.
Oh, I gotta know who she said.
No, it wasn't even nobody famous. Mm-hmm. So it was, I think she'd be all on my Instagram and screenshotting stuff and sending it to me. I don't know why she do that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Ma, that's my page. I posted that.
Mm-hmm.
But she sent me a picture of me. I was doing a video and she said, you look just like daddy. And I'm like, okay, like my father, like a lot of people always say that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you look just like your dad and all that other stuff. So she called me and said, hey, did you see my text message?
That's, come on.
I'm like,
we even get to the punchline.
Just so you know.
That'd drive me up a wall.
I'm like, yeah, the picture you sent of me on my page.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you look just like daddy. And she said it like that. And I'm like, she normally don't call my father daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, daddy? And she's like, no, yeah, my father.
Oh.
So I'm like, I look like my grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
I was so disgusted, man. I'm like, because my rest in peace to my grandfather, Papa John. We call him Papa John.
Mm-hmm.
John D. Swain.
That's a great name.
Did he make good pizza?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Neither does Papa John.
But see, the thing is, maybe it was because I was a kid or whatever. He always looked old.
Oh,
like
even
I think I seen the I seen the picture of him when he was like 12 years old.
He still looked old.
And he looked old. That's just somebody that's just a career looking old dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't. Why would you say that? I look like my grandfather, man.
He said you looking tired. You need to get you some rest.
Nah, man. I did not like that. It really bothered me to this point. And I'm debating if I should tell her.
No, don't tell your mom that. She was giving you a compliment.
Yeah, she said, you look just like daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, your dad? I was really offended over this. I don't think I should have been that offended, but that really bothered me.
I get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to admit, I think one of these, you know, warm and fuzzy feel-good stories is going to end very, very badly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the tuba player at LSU. Who was the guy you mentioned, the older fella that started yesterday? Didn't you mention someone?
I'm having a hard time recalling.
There was another one mentioned that went back to whatever school to play football or something. Well, Lycoming College has a 58-year-old freshman defensive lineman.
Oh, my goodness.
In the 1980s, I love this line, by the way. It's also from Front Office Sports. In the 1980s, Tom Sillo quit high school football to do drugs.
Nice.
Which I love that line.
That's a hell of a line.
That's a hell of a line.
It's not that like doing drugs like, made him want. He was like, I need to stop because I need more time in my schedule.
Why are you quitting? Drugs, of course. Then worked for a city's streets and parks department for 33 years. And now he's fulfilling his dream of being a college football player. These are always kind of cool stories. One of these dudes, because it's been more than two, at least three that I've seen. And I know one was a tuba player, but nevertheless, you know, I think he was 63, 64 or something. You never know how things are going to end out, you know, marching all over the place on a hot evening or whatever. But especially the players. I got a hunch one of these is not going to end well, man. And it's not going to be nearly as good of a story.
100%. Yeah. And the dudes that go back and play football, like I understand trying to tap back into your youth. I just don't understand how you as a human being who starts hearing noises when you get up off the couch is like, you know
yes.
what I should do? Run into people that are many years my junior.
And he's a lineman.
That's going to go well.
And he's a lineman.
Man,
like,
that is crazy.
It's all cool, and I've been seeing it circulate, and I'm like, man, well, first of all, you couldn't catch me doing any of that. But secondly, let's kind of put a damper on these things.
That's kind of the last sport you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, at that age, you shouldn't be doing anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about playing football as the sport. I think you have a better chance. Even basketball, all that stuff is tricky.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about being a lineman.
You gotta come back
age.
To football to be a specialist. Like, I'm 66 and I'm gonna be a long snapper.
Yes,
damn it!
That's it.
Yeah, I don't even know about being a punter. Like, that could be
you
a little intense
hammy
at
every
times.
Every time you kick,
which mean a hammy? That's your hip.
Both.
Or seeing somebody coming at you about to block the punt and yeah. knock you on
that's
your
why
butt.
I said long snapper. They're not allowed to touch you.
I mean, you're the youngest in the room.
That is correct.
You're like 32, 33, right?
That is correct.
What could you do?
Playing football?
Yeah.
In my head, I could play wide receiver. In all reality,
yeah.
I can get y'all get your helmet right. Here's a nice sideline cap for you. You need some water? I got some water over here.
Yeah, let me hold that for you.
Yeah, let me be a quality control assistant.
I would sit on the sideline holding your necklace, your chain.
Yes.
I would be the chain guy.
Let me watch some tape for you, buddy.
Yeah,
You got them all on?
I'll be sitting there dripped out.
Actually, we need that in college football. We need that, or in pro football, it doesn't matter.
I thought they had somebody like that.
Just to put all the chains on.
Yeah, just somebody. I'm Jamar Chase chain handler or something. I just rock his chain on the sideline.
It's bad, man. I mean, like 58. You trying to do this? No, thank you.
I
can't imagine.
When if it get to a point where they gotta put him in?
Oh, I think
like injuries is happening.
For the story, he's going to have his little Rudy moment, I'm sure.
You're worried about the wrong thing. You're talking about games. The thing that gets dudes to quit is not playing them games.
It's
That's practice. The fun part. It's practice.
We hear him talking about some practice.
And it's hard.
Let me.
It's very difficult.
This is the capital J journalism I need. Don't talk to me when he made the team. Talk to me when they start two-a-days.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to hear from my boy from.
Well, there's a picture of him in uniform, so apparently he's survived that somehow.
Yeah,
you say so.
I would have been out on the conditioning part.
Yeah.
Just the regular conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me see him running up the hill. Tell me what that means.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 from the 936. What happened if Davis Mills has to come in for CJ and the offense runs smoothly? That's a whole nother question.
Y'all gonna be acting a damn fool on social media. That's what's gonna happen.
That's what's gonna
and
happen.
And not a chance in hell.
We were out of steak night and somebody left the bar yelling out towards us saying that it's Davis Mills time. I was like, we are already acting a damn fool.
Yeah, Davis Mills had his chance, man.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen here. He gonna have to go elsewhere. And he had his chance. They gave him the keys.
And why are you doing Tyler like that?
And what when you talk about no
yelling.
Tyler was the number one saying like no.
Tyler had the jersey though. He was all in mm-hmm. on the day on the Mills truthers.
And that's how I know like this is Tyler is like even I can't quite go there, fellas. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's a Thursday. Let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. Let's break it down next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.